Welcome to the Orlando Lady Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Griffith, and I'm a content writer, business coach, and owner of the Orlando Lady Boss Podcast. Thank you for listening to the episode. If you like what you hear today, please go to iTunes or Google Play and rate this podcast. That's how other people like you can find the Orlando Lady Boss Podcast and hear the amazing stories of Orlando women that are featured here. So please share the love and amplify others' voices by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Google Play. Thanks so much. Now let's get on with the show. Welcome to the 30th episode of the podcast. My guest today is Melanie Edwards with ModernMommy.com, which is a lifestyle blog that Melanie has been running for over 11 years, which if you don't know anything about blogging, that is a long time in the blogging world. And she's a really successful blogger, and it was really fun to have her on the episode to talk about all things blogging. And so if you are someone that's interested in starting a personal blog or a blog for your business, or if you are a brand or a company that wants to work with influencers, this is a really good episode to learn a little bit more about the behind the scenes of blogging. And Melanie and I talked on this episode at a live recording. And so we had a live studio, or we had a live audience while we were recording the episode. So it was so much fun. We did this at Florida Blog Con that happens here in Orlando every September. And to that note, I just want to let you know the audio is not the greatest. We tried the best that we could, but we were having some technical errors. So just remember that as you're listening to it. And there are a couple places where audience members were asking questions and you can't hear it. So I just try to repeat it for you so you follow along with the conversation. But without further ado, let's get right on into the episode so you can learn more about Melanie.
So welcome to a live episode of the Orlando Lady Boss Podcast. How's everyone doing at Florida BlogCon today? If this is your first time you're here in the podcast, let me give you a little lowdown about what we're about. Orlando Lady Boss aims to share stories of amazing women who are making an impact in Orlando community and beyond. So let me introduce my guest. It is Melanie Edwards, who blogs over at Modern Mommy. Our interview today will be all about her blogging journey. So help me welcome Melanie to the stage. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you.
Hi. So Melanie, tell us all a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hi. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? So, as she said, my name is Melanie, and I have been blogging at modernmommy.com, or I've been blogging for a little bit over 11 years now, which when I tell people that, the response is usually somewhat to the effect of, oh my god, that's like ancient, or that's like 100 years in the blogging world, and I don't know, I mean, there's a lot of people who've been blogging a long time, but basically Modern Mommy is, we blog about parenting stories with a focus on multicultural parenting. We are a multicultural family. I share easy recipes and also just family fun ideas. We live in the Tampa, Florida area now. We've been there close to 4 years. But we did live in Orlando for a long time before that.
And so tell us a little bit, you know, why did you get started blogging? So you've been blogging a long time, but what was the motivation to that made you want to get started blogging?
Okay, so full disclosure, and don't judge me. Full disclosure, I started my blog when my daughter was about 6 months old. And as a newborn, I had a newborn, but as a new mom, my motivation when I started my blog was I wanted a way to find, to earn income from home.
Wait, and now who here is trying to make income off their blog, right? By a round of applause. Yeah, so we're all in the same boat, right?
Well, you know, not always, because at least back then, you know, not everybody was in it for the money. A lot of people were blogging for the love of it or because truly they wanted to write, and it was a hobby. And so that wasn't always the case for everybody. But for me, it was the reason that I started blogging. I was a new mom, and I found, like a lot of new moms, I wanted to be home with my baby. And but we could not, unfortunately, we could not be a one-income family. So I started researching online ways to make money from home. And I found this place that said, hey, start a blog and write from home and put up ads on the site and you can earn income. And I was like, I can do that. Like, no problem. I have a technology background. I can design websites and I can write. Let's do this. So I opened up a Blogspot account. And I started writing, and I put up my Google ads on the site, and that's how I started blogging. That's how I got into it.
And now how long were you blogging before you, because you now work for yourself, so how long did that process take before you were, hey, I started a blog, I think I want to make money on it too, I'm quitting my full-time job, yay, now I get to blog.
Yeah, so of course it wasn't that easy, you know. it took 3 years before I was able to quit my job and focus solely on blogging and my own business. So 3 years of me doing blogging, working outside the home still, before I was able to let go of that job and focus solely on my business and doing blogging and social media full time.
And now you've been blogging, you own your own business, and you did it for your kids. So what kind of impact do you think that you've had on your kids, them seeing an entrepreneur at home working every day?
Yeah, I think that I've been able to share some lessons with them, but also for myself. I think the impact has been, you know, you can do this, you can work for yourself, you can have a business, you can learn new skills, you can evolve, you can be flexible, you can create something of your own. And I have a daughter, I have an 11-year-old daughter, I have a 6-year-old son as well. So I think for both of them, they've been able to see that. They've been able to see the growth. They've been able to see new skills that I've acquired. They've been able to see just the process of being an entrepreneur, the process of working for yourself, the process of, like, I am my own boss. They've been able, you know, I've had questions like that. Like, you're your own boss. Like, you don't have to ask anybody. Like, no,
yeah.
I'm my own boss. I ask myself.
Yeah. I think that that's a really important role model to have for your kids, to going, hey, mom, look at this thing mom's doing. She's creating something out of thin air and putting it out there into the world. And that's really brave to do something like that.
But also the other lesson, or the other side of the discipline that it takes, you know, that you have to be disciplined, that you have to have structure, that you have to, because if you don't do it and you don't get it done, then you're the only one who
you have to answer to.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, I know how that goes. So what other types of impact have you had within your blogging? Where has this blogging journey kind of taken you over time?
Oh, it's been such a fun journey. it's been such a long journey too, but it's been a fun one. I would say that there's been a couple of aspects. Let me see. So one of the things that I've been told is, you know, that I've shared so many different stories over the years, things that have been relatable to other people, from being a multicultural family and sharing those stories, but also from the fact that my dad has dementia, and sharing stories about our process or our journey in caregiving and just having to, the different steps in his dementia and the different steps in caregiving as a family. So just the impact of being able to share some personal stories like that.
And that's such a great thing, because you get to share very personal parts of yourself. Who else here shares personal stories on their blog? By raising hands. I'm sure some of you do, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can be hard sometimes to open up, but I've received that feedback of, you know, thank you, or I can relate. But then also, as far as tangible impact, you know, being able to give back to the community sometimes. A couple of local bloggers and I, and I'm not sure that they're here today, but a couple of local bloggers and I, we partnered up with the brands that we've worked with, so that we could help out. And we adopted some local families. I think it was about four families during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And we reached out to the brands that we already had partnerships with. Mm-hmm. And we were able to provide Christmas to, I think it was four families. And the brands were amazing. They, you know, provided gift cards and toys for the kids and clothes and just items for the families. And we were able to provide full Christmas for four families here locally in Orlando.
And it's all based on the impact, or all based on the relationships you've built through your blogging platform.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's amazing. So now you get to give back to your community in a way that you didn't get to do beforehand.
Yeah.
And you get this impact within, like, your local community, and you're giving back, which is such a great thing that we get to do as bloggers.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something that I would have never have imagined that we could do when I started this, you know, back on Blogspot 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it might be time to do something like that again, because there's so many people that need help right now with, you know, everything that's going on right now here in Florida, Mexico City, Puerto Rico, which is my my birth home. I feel like, you know, it's time to rally up again and just do something mm-hmm. again.
Now, what is the most exciting thing that you got to experience because of blogging?
So,
and I know, so I'm really excited that she's going to share.
So one of the major perks outside of, you know, trips and speaking opportunities and just being able to work with some amazing brands and little perks here and there that my kids are probably spoiled by. But one of the major, major perks and accomplishments for me is I was able to sit next to former First Lady Michelle Obama on a roundtable discussion that was streamed live on the web. This was about 5 years ago, I believe mm-hmm. it was. And it was a roundtable discussion with other Latina moms, and we just had a discussion, and it was so informal, and it was just really amazing. And again, who would have thought mm-hmm. 11 years ago when I sat down and created a Blogspot account that, you know, I would have been sitting next to Michelle Obama.
And I think blogging has offered this, you know, very wide aspect for anyone to get on and get to share who they are and what they're about or what their business is, with, like, the barriers to entry is how it was before. And so it's amazing for people, you know, for all of us to have an opportunity, everyone here, to be able to kind of get themselves out there and put themselves out there and have these opportunities, you know, floating around. And now people respecting what we're doing and the impact that we're making through our blogging platforms, because, you know, we're changing the world doing what we're doing. All of you out there are changing the world in some way.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing.
Steps go a long way.
Now, before I get to my last question, does anyone at the audience have any questions for Melanie? Anyone? About her blogging journey, what she does? Anyone?
Okay.
Oh,
well,
that's all right.
We'll get some questions.
Do we got one in the back? Yeah. I think the question was, what is your revenue breakdown kind of look like? What kind of revenue streams are you using?
Okay. So primarily, the bulk of my income comes from brand partnerships, sponsored posts, blog ambassadorships is the bulk of my income stream, honestly. I also do some advertising and affiliate marketing as well, but I would say, like, the bulk major is brand partnerships and blog ambassadorships.
Now, have you tried any type of income streams and you just went, oh man, that just doesn't work for me? And you tried it, you put a lot of effort into it and just went, it's just not doing anything.
I wouldn't say a lot of effort. Uh-huh. Affiliate marketing is one that I haven't played with as much as I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
With being a lifestyle blog that doesn't have a very defined, like, niche content that mm-hmm. is always the same type of content, I have found that doesn't work as well for me as it works for a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be honest that I haven't dedicated, you know, tons and tons of time with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm all right. The chair just kind of moved a little bit. We're good.
So that. And then I also am working on, you know, selling my own products and ebooks and things like that,
yeah.
which is something that I also haven't had full time to dedicate to with
So there's what I'm hearing you say
is other income streams that I haven't even explored.
There's all types of income streams that you haven't even got to, and I know that that's how I feel too a lot of times as a blogger. Of oh my gosh, there's so many options, and I'm sure everyone out here, there's so many options you can pick from, even from today. That first session, I think I wanted to go to all of them, and it was there's only one of me. I can't go to every single one. So what do I learn about? What do I put my effort in? And I think sometimes it's just picking the path and then just trying it out and seeing if you're getting results. And then if it's not, yeah, then absolutely, it's okay to say, okay, this isn't working, let's move on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This game is always changing. It's always evolving. Blogging and social media is changing almost like every day, it seems like. And that's something that I have learned in 11 years. You've got to be flexible. You've got to be willing to adapt, willing to just kind of go with it. And
what are some other mistakes that maybe you've made along the way? And maybe not revenue mistakes specifically, but just in general, because I think sometimes when you see a big blogger like you or anyone where you're going, man, that is the person that I want to be one day, and you don't know about all the little mistakes or all the struggles and trials and tribulations that they went to behind the scenes. And so what are some of those for you?
So, mistakes happen all the time, from whether they're technical mistakes, you know, with the design of your site and or not getting it updated or not having your site secure enough and it gets hacked. That's
secure your site.
Yeah, that's
seriously, I've lost a website through hacking, and even small blogs can get their website hacked.
That's amazing.
Put it on your list.
Absolutely. So at the beginning, you know, I was hacked like 5 times.
Oh my god, I was hacked twice, and I think I had a breakdown.
Yeah, that's major. So, and from that to just like mistakes on not recognizing opportunities when they come your way, and then kicking yourself in the butt because you're like, man, that was an opportunity that was staring me right there, and I just didn't even realize it, you know. Collaborations that maybe you should have taken or gone for. Missing emails, things like simple as that, like just missing emails because you got caught up in life and there was a money-making opportunity sitting in your inbox and you didn't respond in time, you know, and well, okay, you live and learn.
But that kind of stuff doesn't define your success, right?
No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You've got to, you know, just pick right up and keep going. Maybe you shoot them an email and say, hey, I'm sorry I missed out on that because it was time, you know, sensitive. But I would love to hear from you in the future. Keep me in mind because that might go a long way for them to keep you in mind next time if something comes around. So mistakes happen. But I think if you're relatable, personal, and honest, you know, it doesn't define you, as you said. It doesn't mean that it's the end of the game for you.
And does anyone else in the audience have any questions? You have a question, you raise a hand.
I am really
We got one right back there. You passed right by her. So the question was, is how do you connect with brands? Mm-hmm. So can you explain that to us?
So it can go a variety of ways from, you know, they do find you and reach out to you via email, or you reach out to them via email as well and pitch. Connecting with brands at conferences like this or bigger conferences that are, you know, out of state as well. From joining blogging networks that kind of serve as the middle person, and they work with brands and then they reach out to bloggers who fit what the brand is looking for. Let me see what else. Those are kind of like, I think, the major ways, you know, attending conferences, joining blogging networks, maybe the brands reaching out to you or you pitching, you know, if you can press releases, if you can look on a brand that you're really interested in working with, you can go to their website, look through the press releases, you can usually find some emails and pitch directly to them if that's what
I think it's important to recognize how not to discount the how impactful an in-person conversation can be into growing your brand and your blog. And because, you know, even going to blogger meetups and connecting with other bloggers and saying, okay, now I know you, now I feel like I have this vested interest in you, and then you build that community around you. And so, and anyone that's here in Orlando, we have a very vibrant blogging community. So it's, you know, there's definitely events that you can get to where you're getting to know other bloggers, and then they know brands too. And so they, you know, it's an atmosphere where people are willing to help each other.
I would agree with that. So as she said, blogger meetups. I didn't forget to mention that. But blogger meetups, conferences, just kind of getting your name out there. Being active on social media, brands do reach out via Twitter, Instagram. I've been getting brands reaching out through Instagram. Always having your email address available on your About page, on Twitter, Instagram, and all your social platforms, wherever you're most active, so that brands know how to easily access
you. If you want to work with brands or you want to work with anybody, make sure you have your email address or some way for people to contact you. I cannot tell you how many times where I've gone to a website looking to work with a blogger for behind the scenes of my company or some of my clients, and I just can't get in contact with them. And it's really important to have that information front and center. If you don't want to have your personal email address, totally okay. Put up another email address or something, but make sure that it's easy for people to contact you and have a place that says, work with me or hire me or something like that. So you're giving that shout out to those people that, like, look, I'm here not to just, you know, be a blogger and not make any money, but I want to make money at this too.
Yeah.
One more question? One more right there? Last one and then.
Okay, I'm going to ask the next question. Okay. Can you give an example
of
a typical brand, what you do to them and what they pay?
Me?
Either of
you. Oh. So I actually, I don't work with brands like on my blog as much. I actually, I do content writing and digital marketing for people. So I'm actually behind the scenes, basically doing a lot of the things that we do when we're blogging, reaching out to brands or reaching out to bloggers because I'm a brand saying, hey, I want to work with you or I want to do this, or I'm writing the content for them. And so that's kind of what I'm doing. I started out charging maybe $15 an hour. I'm a lot higher than that now. I hate to say it out loud. You can come talk to me privately and I'll be happy to share. I just
Are you asking about the brand ambassadorships and the sponsored posts?
Yeah, I don't do so much of that, so Melanie probably could speak to that more. Yeah, what would a brand ask you to do and what would they pay you?
So I've worked with brands from like Walmart, Kraft, General Mills, a variety of brands. I was on the Walmart Mom Blogger program for about 5 years, and that was an ongoing relationship that I had with them. But typically brands will ask anything from, you know, here's a product or here's an initiative or here's a message that we want to get out to your audience and to your community. And we would like your help in getting that message out. So we will write content or maybe create video or photography, some kind of content. And then we will include their messaging authentically into our story. So if it fits into our family's lifestyle or to my personal
And they sometimes have talking points, too, that they want you to touch on or certain types of wording or how you're supposed to say
something. Well, not specifically wording, but they do. I mean, they have their overall messaging mm-hmm. that they, you know, that we then craft into our story mm-hmm. as well. So then that's the essence of how we work with brands on sponsored posts and blog ambassadorships. And that would be a sampling of some of the brands that I have worked with. As far as pay, it depends really on the brand, the type of work, how long you've been in the game, so to speak. When I started back in 2006, 2009, you know, at that point, a sponsored post might be somewhere between $25 to $50, $100, depending. Now, we're talking more like in the thousands for, you know, like one to three posts. It really, really depends on the ask. The deliverables, how much deliverables, what's the timeline of the campaign. So,
and also just
that's
don't,
kind of a vague question.
I would say too, don't just think about but like really big brands, but think about who's here locally in your communities that you could reach out to and work with, because they might be willing to have a little bit of a budget or something, especially if you have a very local audience going, hey, this is my audience, they're local, they would go to your shop and they would shop around, and those are a really good type of connections.
And don't get hung up
too.
On the numbers either. Yeah. I mean, you need to look at what is your time worth, what is the ask, because it could be as simple, hey, you know, put one post up with a photo that they provide for you, or it could be, hey, put three posts up with a recipe that you have to create with 10 photos, detail. I mean, that's a different kind of deliverable, you know what I mean? So it's really going to be customized. So it's going to depend And so that's why you won't hear bloggers much say, like, oh, this is what it costs. Because it just depends.
So, well, thank you, Melanie. I got one more question for you. What is a piece of advice that has stuck with you over the years that you can share with us?
I think, and I mean, and this is going to sound cliche because I think you're going to hear a lot of bloggers say it, but it really is true. Be authentic, be flexible, just be willing to adapt and change. And I think that'll get you going a long way.
I think that that's fantastic advice because I agree with that. Now, Melanie, where can we find you out on the web? And then we're going to wrap things up so you guys can get on to your next session.
You can find me at modernmami, M-A-M-I.com, and it is modernmami. Pretty much everywhere on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm happy to connect with you and chat.
All right, thank you. And I am Diana with Orlando Lady Boss. You can find me everywhere on the web at OrlandoLadyBoss.com. I'm at Orlando Lady Boss on all the social medias, and you can find me on iTunes also. And thank you very much, guys, for being here today. We had so much fun. I hope you learned a little bit. And you can catch this episode next Friday on the podcast. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day at Florida Blog Con.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Orlando Lady Boss podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please check it out on iTunes and Google Play to find all of our back episodes of other amazing Orlando women sharing their stories. While you're there, if you love what we do, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It will help others discover us too. You can also check out the blog, OrlandoLadyBoss.com, where you can find even more information about career, feminism, community building, and women-focused stories. If you're on social media, make sure to like me on Facebook at Facebook.com/OrlandoLadyBoss. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at OrlandoLadyBoss. And if you're a woman in Orlando doing cool things and making an impact in your own community, make sure you hashtag OrlandoLadyBoss so we can share our stories together. And that's the episode. Until next time, stay strong and go out and make an impact in your own world.